Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Now, my special guest tonight is Nicole Douglas, the founder of 51st Skates, not States, Skates. And it sounds like the movie, doesn't it? 51st State, Skate. Anyway, 51st Skates, a roller skating group encouraging people to pick up a fun, alcohol-free hobby. Just 4 years after kind of lacing up her own skates, she's now spinning, slaloming and even cartwheeling her way through Dublin streets. As part of Bridget 2025, her group will join the parade on February the 3rd and host the beginner skating classes on February the 1st, inviting both skaters and walkers to take part. Now, Nicole is passionate about creating social spaces beyond the pub, and she is here to tell us a little bit about more about it. Nicole, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you know what? I have been a DJ all my life, be it nightclub DJ or working on radio, whatever. My very first nightclub DJ was roller discos back in 1983. Do you remember that? You wouldn't remember the roller discos.
Unfortunately, no. But I am going to be starting our very own roller disco at the end of February. Maybe you can come down and play us a few songs.
Yeah, they're a great idea. And by the way, they're really healthy too. It's good fun and it's a healthy thing to do. But now, when you started first, you kind of remind me of myself. When I get onto skates, be it ice skates or roller skates, I'm like Bambi on ice as well. So is it kind of, how long does it take the average person? And can everybody skate? Or is it just certain? Because some people just don't have good balance.
I'd say absolutely everybody can skate. Like, as you said there, before I started skating, when I first put them on, I was literally like Bambi on ice. And to be fair, I'm like Bambi on ice without my skates. I fall over myself standing still. So, no, you don't need to have good balance. That's not a prerequisite for skating. All you need to do is be brave enough to put some wheels on the bottom of your feet. And then in terms of how long it takes you to get good, you know, it's progress isn't linear. It's all about how much you kind of put into it. It's like with anything else, you need to put in, you know, certain amounts of hours. You have to practice often enough. It's all muscle memory. So like I always say to people, you know, it's better to skate for 20 minutes every day at the very beginning than maybe an hour or 2 hours once a week, because if you're practicing every single day, you're drilling the same moves over and over, you'll naturally just improve at a faster rate than somebody who's going to be skating, you know, once a week. And as well as that, like I said, progress is linear. It's not good to compare yourself against other people. Other people have other things going on that you might not. They might have more time to skate than you do. So
yeah, I mean, you took it up yourself. It's a kind of little bit of a sad story in some sense, because you took it up to make your time more productive because you were going through a really bad patch when your dog passed away, Benji, when he passed away back in 2021. So yeah, I suppose you wanted some sort of level of distraction. And why skating? Because when people think of skating now, they think of something from the past. And I know it's becoming really popular again now, you know, the kind of four wheels. So there was a kind of phase back in the 1990s where the online skate or inline skating became popular, which was the wheels in a straight line rather than having the four. So what made you think of skating as a kind of pastime or to be productive? What made you think of skating?
So if I'd be completely honest with you, my friend Alex actually bought me a pair of skates May the year previous, and they were just sitting on my windowsill gathering dust. I had no intention to ever learn how to skate. It was just the fact that Benji had passed away. I needed something better to do with my time. So the skates were kind of calling me at that point. So while it was devastating, I actually lost both of my dogs, Bella and Benji, 4 months apart from each other.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was horrible. But while something horrible and sad happened, something beautiful came from it. So it was a nice thing to happen. It was a nice way for me to kind of channel my emotions and get outside and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, skating was never something I had anticipated to learn. It was just the fact that they were there. And like for a lot of people, skating, as I said a minute ago, it's a really nice way to kind of channel your feelings. Like if I'm happy, I'll go skate. If I'm sad, I'll go skate. You know, if I'm excited, I'll go skate. So it's a good way to kind of channel those. And like movement is brilliant. You know, it's a really healthy thing to do. So, you know, when I was going through this sadness, like it really, and like I can count on, or I can count as many skaters that have gone through some kind of grief or some difficult times in their past, and like skating really just helps you through it.
And it's a great way to make friends. Yeah, you talk about it's a great way. Now, initially at the start, it was just you doing laps at the Grand Canal. But after time, I suppose people wanted to kind of join in. And I know you became popular on Instagram as well. So, like, where were the people joining? Did people say, listen, can I come skate with you? Is that how it all kind of started?
Yeah, so when I was flying around the Grand Canal, when I say flying, I was wobbling around the Grand Canal. when I was doing that, I was by myself. I'd rope a couple of my friends come out and just watch me. But it kind of came from me doing it by myself to another person seeing me. They wanted to join. It was two of us. Then it was kind of growing and growing. There was 12 of us because it was also COVID. So people had nothing to be doing. So people were out and about and going for their walks and stuff like that. So it was a great way to kind of get outside as well. It started expanding. Then we got to 50 members in our WhatsApp group. And also, you know, word of mouth, like you might have gone out skating and you might have been talking to your friend and they might be like, oh my God, that sounds like a great thing to do. So kind of naturally it grew to 50 people. We then set up the Instagram. So that's where the 50 first skates come from. There was 50 of us skating for the first time. And it just kind of blew up from there. People seeing the opportunities for the crack that it has.
And it does sound like really good fun. Now, I don't know if I'd be any good at it. I'd probably fall over, to be honest with you. And I'm sure, by the way, the warning to people is always wear your headgear and all that kind of stuff in case you do fall over. So your plan is now, you're part of the Bridget Festival 2025. So what's the plan for the festival?
So we are teaching workshops. Now, the workshops are fully booked out, but keep an eye on our Instagram as we might have some more. But we're teaching a learn to skate class on Saturday at 2. And the courses that may come down the line will be similar. And it's basically, if you've never put on skates before, or you have for however long, but, you know, haven't been consistent on them and want to learn, you can come along to that. And then we have a beginner's jam session. So this is dancing on the skates.
Okay.
And that will be a little bit afterwards. And on Friday comes first, we are inviting anybody that wants to take part in the parade that maybe, you know, they thought about skating but they're a little bit nervous and want to come meet the community first, or, you know, they skate but they've only found us now, whatever it might be. Walkers and skaters are both welcome to come and join us on Friday for a parade prep workshop.
Right.
Our choreo is basically going to be the Macarena, but not to the Macarena. So
skating to the Macarena. Yeah, skating to the Macarena. Yeah. I mean, because you're gone from being the beginner now to doing these kind of slalom spins and cartwheels as well, by the way. I've seen some of the photographs in the Irish Independent today of you doing your cartwheels and your spins and everything else. I mean, obviously, that's kind of a little bit more advanced for people. Is there a knack in it, by the way? Because if I put on skates, I'll be walking along holding onto the wall. So is there a kind of knack in it? I mean, is it easy to learn? Because I'd love to do it myself.
So with 50 First Skates, we're all learning and growing from each other. And I think when you're in an environment that fosters that and that pushes you to kind of improve, and even if you get something for the first time and you might look like Bambi on ice, or you might not have it nailed, but you've been working towards this, we're all going to cheer you on. And when you're surrounded by that kind of community, it's very easy to kind of pick something up, because you're willing to commit to this. You're willing to show up every week, whether it be once or twice a week, or you're doing it at home. So while I don't think, like with everything, you can, somebody can have a natural ability at it, but the majority of people don't. And like, you don't have to have a dance background. You don't have to have any type of background. It is just the commitment and the bravery of actually putting skates on your feet. And once you accept the fact that you might fall, get it out.
Or you will fall. Yeah, you will.
Yeah, sorry, you absolutely will fall. And you have the correct protective gear. You've got your wrist guards on. Like, we'll show you how to fall properly. And once you've got that, yeah, there's a knack to it.
I could be a professional faller. Yeah, without a show. By the way, is there a particular type of skate? Because years ago, I suppose girls wore these skates they got off Santa Claus, and they were the ones you put on the bottom of your shoes and tie them on. But nowadays it's a bit more advanced than that. I'm assuming these are boots. These are proper boots with wheels on them.
Yeah. I did actually. I was in Sicily over the summer and I seen a pair of those little clicky on skates, and my mom actually had a pair of them. They're very cool.
Yeah.
They were just broken, so I couldn't bring them with me. But sorry, the skates that we use, so 51st Skates is open to quad and inlines. So the ones that are in a straight row and the four wheels with the boot.
Okay.
So we're open to both of them.
Okay, and you can kind of buy them online in places. You can, in some of the sports shops have them. They still have them now.
Yes.
Because it is becoming popular again.
Go Skate in Tala is great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They're a small little shop out in Tala, but we kind of send everybody towards them. They've got a good variety of boots. They're reasonably priced. Now, obviously, you can get your more expensive ones, but like when you're starting off, all you need is something that's going to be able to support you. And that is comfortable for you to wear. So, like, I wouldn't be telling people to be going buying crazy expensive skates just because the person you like to watch on the internet has them. You get a pair that are within your price range that are comfortable for you. Go Skate has a huge selection of these. And then the more you naturally progress, the more you'll realize what you're actually looking for in a skate.
Yeah. And now, if people want to join in, I know you've over 400 people at the moment on your WhatsApp group because you created an Instagram group as well. Where can they follow you on Instagram, by the way, if they want to kind of get some information on it?
Yes, so we are 51st Skates, so 50, then the word first, and then the word skates. So follow us on Instagram. If you want to join, man, woman, whatever, you can send us a picture of your skates, quads or inlines. You have to be over 18 at the moment. We are hopefully going to be bringing under 18 classes down the line. But at the moment, over 18, just send us a picture on Instagram and we'll get you all the WhatsApp information.
Well, look, it does sound like it's really great. And by the way, when did you say that roller disco was starting? Because obviously you have to have the right type of venue with the kind of maple wood floor and all that kind of carry on, don't you?
So we've been, that's one of the biggest problems in Ireland. Like, all we need is a big room with mirrors and you don't know how difficult it is to find.
Why do you need mirrors so you can all see yourselves going around, so you can see yourselves good?
Yes. You know, when you're learning, you're very prone to looking at your feet. So if you've got a mirror in front of you, you're looking straight across and you're not looking down.
Oh,
so,
right. Okay.
It's super hard to get a space like this. But we do have a gorgeous hall out in Ballyfermot that is nice enough to let us have our fun lights. And we're bringing a live DJ in, Joey. So she's going to come and spin tunes for 2 hours. They're going to have pizza. And that is from 4 till 6 on the 22nd of February.
Sounds like great fun for those people who went to roller discos way back in the 70s and 80s. Mm. Yeah, you'd love
everyone's
to go back.
Everyone's welcome as well.
Yeah, they were great. The roller discos were huge, by the way. If you go back to the early 1980s, there was a load of places in Dublin. Out in Dunleary, the Top Hat. There was a place in Inchicore. There was another place up around Phibsborough there. And they all had the roller discos. They were hugely popular.
It makes me cry.
I know, they were massively popular because I know loads of DJs used to work in them. You know, we were always told to play the fast-moving stuff like the Pointer Sisters, I'm So Excited and all that. All that kind of high BPM stuff, you know, to keep people moving.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen.
Watch this space. There might be more and more roller discos coming.
But listen, I'd love to see that. It sounds great. You can go to the Instagram, by the way. It's 51st Skates. So it's the number 50, First and Skates, if you want to follow her on Instagram. Nicole Douglas, thank you very much indeed. And I appreciate you. Good luck at your skating, by the way, and good luck at your newfound hobby. And certainly, I hope a lot of people join you. It's a good, healthy way of living. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much. Thank you. Bye.
There you go. Nicole Douglas, skating her way through life. You can see her in the Irish Independent there today. By the way, there's a picture of her skating through the streets of Dublin. Thank you to everybody who got involved in the show. Thank you to AJ and Molly. I should be back again with you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Enda Murphy's on the way with some lovely love songs to kind of keep you wrapped up and tucked up for the night.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.